Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn in the scripture this morning to Matthew, the 16th chapter. We've been on a subject for a few weeks now. We're calling the church. And we said the church, it's not just a Sunday thing. Matthew 16 has been our main text. Matthew 16, verse 13, Jesus asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "Whom say you that I am?" And we spent a whole Sunday on this, talking about who he is. He is the head of the church. And what you believe about him determines whether you are saved or lost. Determines whether your life is wasted or not. And whether you spend eternity in heaven or hell. So this is about as important as it gets, isn't it? What you believe about him. Now people say a whole lot of things about him. They were saying all kind of things about him then. Somebody says, "Well, I think he's a prophet." And if you look at other scriptures, some people were saying he's a good man. Some people are still saying that today. Others said, "No, he deceives the people." Others say, "Well, I think he's a prophet." Some says he's a prophet like this one. One said, "No, I think he's more of a prophet like Jeremiah." Some said, "No, I think he's more like Elijah." And so there was a lot of things being said about him, but he didn't spend a lot of time talking about that. He said, "What do you say about me?"
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
That's right. So people say, "Well, he was a good teacher. He lived a good life. He set a good example. He's one of many ways to enlightenment or to God and what have you." But no, if you believe all that, then you're wasting your life. And you're lost. People say, "Well, you don't think there's many ways to God?" I can't be a Christian and believe that. If you believe that, you're not a Christian. Being a Christian means you are a Christ I am. A disciple of the Anointed One means you believe, you follow what he has taught and you believe what he says. Well, he said, "I am the way." The way. Nobody gets to the Father except by me. Amen. So we can't be a Christian and believe that there is any more than one way. Amen. Jesus is the way. Do you believe it or not?
Yes.
He is the way. What do you believe about him makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Makes all the difference. So you can't be saved without Jesus. Don't care who you are, where you are, when you are. Without him, you're lost. Oh, but with him, in him, we have everything. Verse 16, Simon Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Everybody say that out loud. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Say that again. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Say this too, and you're my Lord.
And you're my Lord.
Amen. You enjoy saying that?
Yes.
You don't need to hesitate on that. Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. You know, he said, "If you're ashamed of me and my words before men, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father." Paul said, if we deny him, he'll deny us. Man, this is strong language. But if we'll confess him before men, he will confess us before the Father. So we must confess him now, here, in this life, in front of people. If we get persecuted for it, so be it. But don't ever be intimidated because you're around people that are non-Christians about you being a Christian. Now, you don't have to try to push Christianity off on them or push the gospel down their throat if they don't want to hear it. The Bible said, don't cast your pearls before swine. But on the other hand, you make no apology for being a Christian. And you don't act the least bit, the slightest amount, embarrassed because you're a faith person, because you believe in healing, because you believe, come on now, because you believe in prosperity, because you speak in tongues. You are not the least bit intimidated or ashamed of these things. You don't care who knows it. You are not embarrassed. Don't you try to hide from people on the job and your employers and your customers and this and that you're a Christian, that you're a believer.
Amen. That's right.
Now, you don't have to be obnoxious about it either.
That's right.
And you don't have to try to preach a sermon to everybody you meet.
Right.
I'm just saying you are not ashamed.
Amen.
Hmm? And you're not trying to hide anything. No. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now he went on to say, Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter. And that was a word for stone or rock. And upon this rock, which is a different word for rock. The word for Peter, that word rock, is like a stone that might be lifted up by a man or a couple of men and moved. But this word, other when he said, this on this rock I'll build my church, that's rock like a mountain. Hallelujah. Rock like foundational rock that you could build something on. He said, on this rock, what rock? The rock that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. On that rock. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Glory to God. Amplified says, I tell you, you are Peter. Greek Petros, a large piece of rock. And on this rock, Petra, a huge rock like Gibraltar, I will build my church and the gates of Hades, the powers of darkness, the infernal region, shall not overpower it or be strong to its detriment or hold out against it. There's more than one meaning when it says the gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates represented authority. Gates also kept people in and kept people out. Right? Gates are controlling apparatus to control what gets in and what gets out. You control the gate, you control the flow. Well, we're talking about what gates? Gates of hell. Gates of Hades. Jesus said, on this rock, I personally am going to build my church. Is this important to the head of the church? Glory to God. Does this stir you up at all? Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church. And the authority and the powers of darkness and hell are not going to be able to withstand or prevail or hold out against. Glory to God. It. Well, now there's, how many believe the power that's in and of the church is greater than the power of darkness? No question about that. How many believe that there are no devils and there is no work of darkness that is stronger than God, that is stronger to destroy the church than God's power to keep the church? No. But darkness is enslaving millions. The powers of hell, which is darkness and deception and death, have millions in blindness and in bondage. Well, how does the Lord build his church? Where are the building materials for the church? I said, well, we're already in. But where did we come from? We came from the lost, from the darkness, from the unsaved, from the world, right? Well, where's the rest of the building materials for the church coming from? And they are enslaved in darkness and lies and deception, and the devil has the gates shut on them. But the church is busting through the gates, and the enslaved in darkness are pouring out the gates into the kingdom of God. They tell us conservative estimates, just what people know conservative, 60,000 plus a day getting saved in the world. That's what people know about. Glory to God. Well, the gates of hell is not holding them in. The darkness is not keeping them in. Hallelujah. So the gates of hell shall not prevent the building of the church, shall not hold the masses in darkness so they cannot come into the church, and none of the powers of darkness will be able to destroy the church and overcome the church. This church of the Lord Jesus is unstoppable. Unstoppable. Glory to God. And we're part of it. You're part of it. I'm part of this eternal, unstoppable church. Glory to God. Well, we found out that the Lord is building his church. Now, two things that we mentioned, I want to tell you again. You know it, but let's remind ourselves. The Lord is seeking to do what with his church? Build it. Build it. What's the devil seeking to do? Tear it down. Destroy it. The Lord is building his church, building it up. Now that's a number of things involved in that. To build means to increase, also means to strengthen. It means these two things. When you're building a house, you can increase its size. You can build on to the house. But in order to do that, especially if you're going up, you got to strengthen the house. And the higher you go up, the stronger it's got to be. You've seen them build these skyscrapers. And man, they'll be out there in the ground month after month after month, and they're working and working. You're thinking, when are they ever going to start building this thing? Well, the longer they're in the ground, what does that indicate? That's a higher they're going up. And you got to have the strength in the base and the foundation to do it. How many think this church that God's building is going to go high?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Bye.